Okay, cool. Yeah, the eyebrow. So me and your dad used to mess with each other. Just, you know, like brothers do, right? Mess with each other.
Yeah.
You guys know. Right,
so we were like, I think we were just laying around. We had two couches in this living room where I lived. I had roommates. It's like me, my brother, and Micah Woods. Micah Woods. Bill was Micah, Bill, and Nathan.
Nathan
Merrill.
And Brian.
And Brian, my brother Brian.
Yeah.
And then we had like two couches in this living room. And so me and Jeff was like a lazy Saturday. We're just laying around and probably just farting up the room and stinking up the room, you know, just being.
Whip up a couple batches.
Yeah. Whip up a couple batches of farts. And then he just like tossed this. We used to like try and hit each other in the, you know, in the nuts. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Of course.
Of course. And then he tossed one of these cups like this across the room to try and hit me in the nuts.
He was laying on his back on the couch.
I was laying on my back on the couch, and he tossed it, and I kind of saw it out of the corner of my eye, and I reacted, and I popped my knee up, and it hit the glass, and then this part of the rim hit me right in the eyebrow.
He basically kneed the glass into his own eyebrow with his reaction.
And it cut my eyebrow open.
He was bleeding. We're like, whoa.
Whoa.
You're, what happened?
We were laughing. We were laughing really loud, really hard, and bleeding everywhere. So, yeah.
It was a good one. It was a good one.
He got me good.
Yeah.
He got me really good.
I'm sure I got paid back somehow.
You guys ever do that to each other?
No.
Sometimes.
He punched me a lot of times.
They punch you? Your brothers punch you?
No, we do not.
Yeah.
You're denying it? You're denying that you punch him?
Yes.
No punches happening?
A lot of other stuff.
Yeah.
Like what, Nine? What does he do to you?
Oh, my gosh.
Shunts me on the floor. Oh. Bites me.
Bites you.
Oh yeah, that's their new one. That's the new one. They bite each other. Okay.
Biting. We're gonna teach you guys how to throw punches.
Caden. That kid. He's the master kicker. He's like you. Remember you were kick daddy back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Twinkle toes,
absolutely.
That's right.
That's Peyton, but he doesn't twinkle. He brings nothing but power and pain.
Yes,
with those hammies he's got.
You guys used to make fun of me for all the kicks, but it's just smart. Kicks are great.
Save the hands and probably hurts more.
Well, yeah, you can kick way harder than you can punch, and it's a good distance. It's good for keeping distance.
That's why you wore slides.
Slides.
Remember you used to wear slides so you could just slide them off and then roundhouse somebody?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still do. I still do.
Why do you think I don't tie my shoes?
Yeah.
Not for comfort. Self-defense.
Yeah. Slide them off and kick some people in the head. Throw some head kicks.
If you can get your leg up there.
Yeah, I probably can't anymore. That well,
more shin kicks these days.
Yeah, more liver kicks and leg kicks and calf kicks. Let's start with
calf, ankle.
Calf kicks are devastating, man.
Little stomps on the old toes.
Are you guys gonna? Do you guys watch fights? Are you allowed to watch fights like UFC stuff?
WWE.
Yeah.
Fake fighting. I mean, real fighting.
Like, yeah.
It's real, right?
Mm-hmm. No.
Oh, it's fake? You know it's fake? Okay, good.
What?
They watch whatever they want. Wait, what? Well, wait, not...
Not really.
Not Roman Reigns is real.
Are you sure?
Who's that?
Yeah, that's Roman Reigns. That's Knighton's guy.
Oh, he's real. Yeah. So is Santa Claus.
So when Knighton had his long hair, I had shaved the sides here, you know, like the WWE mullet?
Mm-hmm.
This because... That's his favorite guy, is that hairdo.
Okay. I like it.
Roman. Good guy.
Roman. Do you know who Jeff's favorite guy was?
No.
Triple H.
J Double H. That's his partner right here. Yeah,
called him J Double H. That's why he took all those supplements and worked out so hard so he could look like J Double H.
And I tried.
You got pretty damn close.
Yeah, pretty close.
Dude, you were freaking huge and pretty shredded too.
I would say at my best, so I'm what, 6'4"? I actually grew a little, like 6'4", 3/4".
Really?
Yeah.
You got
last
taller?
Few times hit the doctor, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Those 3/4.
3/4. I weighed 325. 25 pounds heavier than now.
Yeah.
And I would say I was probably about 15% body fat.
Wow.
Yeah, that was at my best there for a little bit.
Yeah, I remember seeing pictures of that. Like, damn. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, high blood pressure. Yeah. You know, like, it's just not anxiety. Worth it. Yeah, anxiety.
High blood pressure, anxiety, yeah, panic disorder.
Too heavy.
Too heavy.
Too heavy.
Yeah. I'm too heavy. Like, I need to get down. When I had COVID, I was down to like 247. And then I got back up to like 260.
I hover right around 300. Now, the other day I weighed myself, I was 312. And then I weighed myself a few days later and I was 298. You know, like I just, yeah. My body fluctuates. It just depends on what I ate, drank, if I'm dehydrated. You
right,
know?
For sure.
A dehydrated 298.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
What do you weigh?
Like 80 or 90, I don't know.
80, what 90? Was it, 86? I think we got him at 86 last
okay.
time around.
Okay, all right. How old are you, 5?
7.
7? How old was Ben? Like 4 years old? He weighed 100 pounds?
Yeah.
My brother was like 4 years old.
My protege?
Yeah, your protege.
I gave him all my clothes because he fit him.
Yeah.
was he 5 years younger than us?
Six.
Six, yeah.
6 years.
Thank you for calling the Bettis' house. This is Benjamin Bettis speaking.
Yeah. he's 9. Like 9 years. Wait,
what year was he born?
Than me. Because I think he's 35.
Because Jesse was right under us. Well, he was 4 years younger than us.
Jesse's
6 years younger?
He's 38 than me. Because I'm 44.
Yeah, same,
he's 38. Yeah. So, yeah. And then Ben is 3 years younger than Jesse.
Wow.
So that's 9. So I'm 9 years older. So you're like 8 years older.
Yeah. I feel bad now. The beatdowns we gave those kids when they were so much older.
We were such bullies.
Yeah, speaking of bullies.
Peyton is a bully.
Peyton's a bully?
No, yeah.
I'm not.
Why are you bullying?
I don't bully.
Kingston does too.
They pick on you?
Yeah.
That's okay. You're probably going to be the biggest, strongest, and you can just beat the crap out of them later. Payback.
Maybe.
There will be a day for payback.
Speaking of that, Nate Diaz.
Yes.
Have you ever heard his gig about his older brother?
Nick?
Nate Diaz?
His older brother's Nick.
Oh, it's Nick. Yeah, I didn't know his brother's name. So somebody was like, oh, did you grow up tough in a bad neighborhood? And that's why you're a good scrapper and all this stuff. And he's like, no.
Yeah.
I had a brother. He kicked my ass every day.
Yeah.
And I thank him.
Yeah.
And then you see him and his brother in the ring together. His brother's like, yeah, around his neck, you know. Like,
yeah, they're besties for sure. Yeah.
You're welcome, Nate.
Nick was a savage. He's still a savage. If he trains. Those guys do, like, triathlons and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the real deal right there. I mean, anybody can lift weights.
Yeah.
Anybody can jog. You do some triathlons.
Oh yeah, do a couple triathlons. And I think Paul Felder was on Joe Rogan talking about that, triathlons.
Should we try that?
I can't even
nah.
I can't even run. I can't even.
Oh, because your shoulder?
Yeah. I can't. I still can't.
I can't either.
Because of your shoulder?
My brain.
So you guys are into doing some sports and things, right?
Yes.
Right? So what are you playing now?
I'm going to start football soon.
In August?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, you know your dad was like semi-pro football player, right?
Yeah, he talks about it a lot.
Yeah, he talks about it a lot.
About how pathetic it was and how much further I could have gone if I was driven in my own mind to do it. I was not.
Right.
We didn't have that back then.
Like, no, we wanted to party. We were stupid.
We were in little league, little town hardware football teams. Like, we just did it because it was fun. We all knew we weren't going to go anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, in order to go somewhere with anything, you just have to have, like, an obsession about it, you know? You have to just get obsessed with it, and it has to consume you.
It does.
Nowadays, because there's so much competition with everything, you know? There's a lot of people in the world. So you got to just be obsessed with stuff, otherwise somebody else is going to be obsessed and they'll do it.
Somebody's going to beat you.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited for football.
Is it your first year?
No. Well, of tackle, yeah.
Of tackle? What did they have you play before?
Flag,
okay.
Flag's super popular out here. Like, it's almost the new tackle, to be honest.
Yeah, because it's safer. And you can learn the game, and you can play all year round out here.
Yeah.
In Phoenix?
A lot of my friends play both flag and tackle.
Oh, really?
Yeah, at school.
Yeah. Yeah, just protect your head.
Yeah, the teaching is so much more different, like we talked on our last one here.
Yeah, that's right.
Lead with your forehead. That doesn't happen anymore. It's more like takedown form tackling, takedowns.
Right. Shoulder. Side. Shoulder.
You're not allowed to hit head-to-head. We all know that now.
Yeah. Well, because it kills people.
Yeah.
It's scary.
Yeah, we're going to start training. Got some secrets up the old sleeve, and we're going to start training, and we're going to get in shape, and I'll train with them. I'm going to get myself in shape, too.
You're going to watch Justin Woods in The Longest Yard?
Yeah, that was on the other night.
Yeah.
In fact...
Isn't that the movie, The Longest Yard?
You know he lives right down the street, right?
No, I don't know where he lives.
He lives in Chandler.
Oh, he does?
He coaches at ASU.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He made it. He's doing very well.
That's awesome,
dude. Started at the bottom.
And now he's here.
Now he's here in AZ.
That's beautiful.
Yeah,
him and Bennett.
Yeah.
They got married, right?
Right. They have two kids.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, he's doing great. So maybe he can come talk to the team, you know.
That'd be fun.
Justin, when you listen to this.
Justin.
I'm going to hit you up.
Hit us up, buddy.
Yeah.
Let's grab a beer and do a podcast.
Yeah, let's
tell us
it.
About ASU football. That'd be fun.
He was actually in the... quote unquote paper.
Yeah.
For his story where he's literally jumped from coaching team to team to team, making $30,000 a year type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
To now he's well above six figures with ASU.
Yeah.
And he's got a very elite position there now.
In college they don't have to teach curriculum, right?
No.
That's just high school stuff.
Yeah, his dad taught PE.
Right.
He was our coach, right? Remember that, yeah.
Yeah,
he was
I remember.
Our head coach in high school. Dan Woods, great guy. I believe he retired. He finally retired.
Well, yeah, he's like as old as me, your dad and my dad.
Nah, he's probably around 70.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did it for the love.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good coach, I would never forget. Be like, house, yelling at me. I'm like, what? Standing here, like, not even in. And he'd have his hand to the side like this,
mm-hmm.
full of gummy bears.
Give you like, some gummy bears?
Yeah, like, get those. Yelling at me. I'm like, man, what did I do?
He's like, have some gummy bears.
Get these gummy bears. So that was weird. His thing. He would have bags of gummy bears. That was his thing.
That's hilarious. Just trying to trick him. bribe him with candy.
Did you fall for the gummy bears?
Oh, yeah. I ate every one of those. You kidding me? Gummy bear. A big boy squad here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. So then you're going to do... Are you interested in any other sports, or you like football? You gonna stick with that, or
I wanted to do hockey, and like I still kind of want to, but it's really expensive.
You ever do ice skating before?
Yeah.
Were you good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. I always sucked at ice skating. It's hard. It's hard.
I'm good at roller skating.
Roller skating's fun.
I'm good at that too.
It's easier.
It seems a little less dangerous, maybe. That ice is it's hard and cold.
Slippery.
Slippery.
Yeah, club hockey. I worked with a guy that his son played. About $1,000 a month.
Yeah?
Just to be on the team.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's probably expensive to keep an ice rink.
That's exactly it. It's the rental of the ice rink.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, obviously, you have to buy your own gear, but...
Especially in Arizona.
Yeah. Anywhere, even living when we lived in Colorado, we would see the rinks around town, but there's not very many.
Yeah. Yeah, they did one downtown Phoenix. They put a little rink in...
at the Christmas...
In
Chanta or whatever that was that we went to.
Oh, they had one there too. That was cool.
Yeah.
We should take the kids there next year.
Let's do it.
It'll be fun. My place is cool. Enchant.
Is it Enchant?
Yeah. I think it's just Enchant or Enchanted. I don't know.
I don't know. But it was really cool, though.
It was dope.
Snowing and the maze, the lights. It's cool.
Yeah.
I've never seen snow.
You're not missing anything, bro. Snow's garbage.
I love it.
It's dirty. It's just like, it's really pretty at first. It's like, oh, it's white and it's like, it's cool and it's like untouched. But then like, you know, we drive on it, we walk on it. And it mixes in with all the dirt and it just turns into nastiness.
Back when we lived in Denver, all these kids were born in Denver besides Emma. She was born in Portland.
Yeah.
Back when we lived in Denver, you'd have to wait for the first big snow. Okay, we got a nice big snow. Now the next one coming in will be clean. You can eat that snow because it has to, basically, it filtrates the air.
Mm.
It takes all the crap out of the air, and then the snow is clean. You're messing and playing outside. You can eat the snow.
The yellow snow is my favorite.
Me too.
Looks delicious.
Yeah. Yeah, just don't eat the brown snow. It's not chocolate.
We're just going to stay away from all the snow. That's why we live in Phoenix.
Yeah.
I like snow, though.
Yeah? You guys ever go up? There's snow up north, right? In the winter?
Oh, yeah. We could actually...
Flagstaff?
Speaking of that, Flagstaff is the number one city in America gets the most snow.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Snows,
yeah. Eric, look it up. I'm dead serious.
He doesn't have the computer. I have it.
Oh, you. You then. No, seriously, Flagstaff, Arizona gets the most snow.
What city in America gets the most snow?
Right.
It's going to be Flagstaff?
That's what I heard. Hopefully I'm right here talking about it.
Buffalo, New York.
You're wrong.
Well, let's just see
Hold on. This is population. It's the snowiest city in the United States, Syracuse, New York. Number one.
Right up there by Canada.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
Somebody told me.
Where's the snowiest place in the U.S.? Alta, Utah. There's differences of opinion about this, so.
Let's just say I could be wrong.
Syracuse has the highest annual snowfall with 114.3 inches per year on average. Whoa.
That's a lot.
That's okay. So
yeah, that's a lot.
I'm 6'4"-ish. That's 70-some inches. So you're talking 100, and that's over 10 feet of snow a year?
That's a lot.
Whatever the math is.
Yeah. yeah, right behind, not far behind is Buffalo at 92 inches and Rochester, New York at 89.3 inches.
Well, let's check out Flagstaff. Let's see.
Okay.
If I'm even close. Fargo, I've been to Fargo. Flagstaff, oh, population, I see.
100 inches. So, what?
Yeah, so maybe I am right. Boys.
So that's like 14 inches less than 100 inches at 7,000 feet above sea level. So it's higher than Utah, higher than. If you shop with the Walmart app, you know. Hey. It's right at your fingertips. So you can
spend a little less to get a little. This is.
What was that?
What happened? Oh
no. Where did that come from? It wasn't on the computer.
I don't know. Maybe it was an ad on one of those pages. I don't know.
Yeah.
Weird.
I didn't see anything.
You can put your phone on their page if you're worried about it dying.
Yeah.
I don't have my phone right now.
Pop it on there, and it's a charger.
That's pretty
As a
cool.
family of five, we fight over phone chargers. It's rough in the car. There's only, what, 3-4 plug-ins, and everybody wants a cord, and it's...
farted about it in the car.
You farted about it?
No.
What?
You were fart... I can't say it.
Fighting?
Fighting.
Fighting about it in the car.
Oh, okay. You guys... Did you guys stop at the bathroom? You guys had like the nervous poops on the way in, or?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bunch of nervous poopers.
podcast. Let's hurry up. What's the code?
What's the code to the bathroom?
I feel like I'm in Burger King in downtown Phoenix. What's the code?
Warm in here.
Yeah.
I got the AC on too.
I'll keep my hat on.
Don't take it off, please. Embarrassing.
So embarrassing.
Yeah, I'm rocking a super hard mullet right now.
Yeah. I saw it. Remember the other day?
Yeah.
You're shaking it out.
Yeah.
It's pretty dope. It's pretty dope.
Long hair is in.
You got a cool dad. Can wear a mullet. It's more like a skullet now, but.
I used to make fun of people with skullets. Now I have one.
Hey, takes all kinds. Takes all kinds.
Yeah. Takes a team.
Yeah.
Can all be the same.
Do you guys listen to podcasts?
Some. If they like pop up on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to the one that you do with my dad.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
It was, some parts were funny.
Yeah. Some parts were boring.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch my boring sales training videos?
No.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Knighton saw a little bit of that in the car one day. When he sent it to me, I was like, hey, guys, check this out. Uncle Luke.
Put you to sleep?
I believe it was Knighton that was like, this is boring.
I don't blame you. If you're not into sales, it's going to be very boring. Kind of like, you know, if you watch, like, I watch Evolutionary Biologists podcast. And it gets very boring sometimes, but some of the stuff they talk about, I think, is cool. So.
It's all boring to me.
Yeah. What do you guys like to listen to?
Like music-wise or like?
Yeah, sure. Anything. Podcast, music.
I know Knighton likes Phiz Rug. Knighton likes Phiz Rug.
Well, who is it?
Phase Rug.
What's that?
It's a YouTuber that Kingston and Knighton love
to watch.
How do you spell it?
F-A-Z. There he is.
Yeah, Phase Rug.
I was actually drinking a G Fuel.
This guy?
Earlier today.
Yeah, that's him.
Phase Rug?
Yeah.
What does he do?
He just like...
Just does videos?
Yeah.
Videos, pranks. I mean, obviously, I've seen them all, too, because they're always on my TV.
Mm-hmm. Breaking 100 rules in 24 hours.
I've seen that one.
I'm sure you have.
Such a rule breaker.
He sounds like a rebel, a real rebel rouser. Whoa. You're just look, trying to look like your dad in this one.
The old prison guard.
Skip ads.
Free shout out.
This is always on my TV.
They got 127,000 likes. Just got 23 million subscribers. Damn.
Yeah, he's doing well. Very well.
He's probably only like 20 something.
He's got more subscribers than Joe Rogan.
How much does Joe Rogan have?
Like 14 million.
Oh.
But he's on Spotify now, so.
I mean, honestly, it's not bad. Some of it's pretty funny, entertaining.
Yeah.
I just get tired with the, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Every other word, oh my gosh.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that sucks.
Feels nice.
Have you done that before? Took a shower with your clothes on? Like after the pool?
This guy's 5'2", 95 pounds.
Yeah?
Yeah. But everybody loves him.
Yeah.
His brother does one too.
Nice.
Dad, look at his shirt. G Fuel.
G Fuel?
But his brother.
I jokingly
so
bought a couple G Fuels last night.
What are those? Like
energy
drinks?
Yeah. Mm. I drank about half of one today.
But his brother is so annoying.
Annoying.
What?
You're funny.
What?
You're funny.
No, I'm not. Watch fake rock.
It's time to start filming at your house.
I'm like, I'm whoa watching this. It reminds me of like my wife watches a lot of Japanese shows. Hiori watches a lot of Japanese shows on YouTube, and they have shows that do a lot of stuff like this.
Like, oh, Peyton in the pool again, fully clothed. Oh, he had his phone in his pocket.
All right, that's enough of that.
Yeah.
Cool though.
Yeah, so we're going to be doing basketball. I'm going to do basketball again.
Okay, cool.
Knighton, his age.
With yeah the church.
Undefeated.
Undefeated last year, the champs.
The champ is
we
here.
We won every single game.
Yep.
Yeah, we did.
That's what undefeated means.
Yeah, we're going to do it again. They asked me if I was going to do it. I said, absolutely. Like, this league is pretty fun.
Yeah.
You know, they announce the kids' names. They run in from a tunnel.
Yeah, that's
you know,
cool.
It's pretty cool.
It's fun.
Yeah. So you're going to play basketball?
Yes.
Yeah, Knighton was
when does that start?
Seven on a 9- and 10-year-old team.
Jeez. Crushing.
Crushing.
Better
I saw a video.
Than some of the other kids.
What's that?
He's better than some of the other kids.
Right. Better than some of the 9-year-olds?
Yes.
Ballin.
He knows his role. He knows he's not the big shooter.
Yeah.
He's going to go in and steal the ball and get some rebounds.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to do something his age once in a while. He's done.
Get some forearms in there.
Uncle Luke style.
We used to play basketball together at private school. And then I sucked. I was terrible. And so they would just put me in garbage time, like at the end of the game. And then Jeff would always tell me like who the punks were. And then I would just go like knock them down and stuff until I fouled out.
Elbows, knock them down, trip them.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, and run into them. Accidentally trip. I try to make it look like it was an accident every time that I was just clumsy. But I'll try and hurt him.
We'd be on the bench laughing. No, we said number two, not number seven.
Oh, they can all get it. Yeah. They can all get it. Did the coaches ever reprimand me for that? I don't even remember.
No, you played. You're an actor. You can do anything.
I played it off.
You played it off well.
They were like, man, this kid's so clumsy.
He sucks at everything.
He sucks so bad.
And truly, you were perfect elbow, perfect trips and kicks.
Yeah. I was like a ninja in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
Good old number 69.
Yeah, that was Chow.
You hiked the ball.
That's my Chow number. I still have that jersey.
I still have mine. It's 88. I don't remember. I wore the 1 year I think I played tight end.
Yeah.
Never caught a pass because it was never thrown to me.
Yeah.
Emo used to wear that jersey around when she was playing softball.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Now it's all about these guys here.
Yeah, the next generation.
Next generation. Our time's up.
No, it's not.
Well, sports wise.
Yeah.
Just yours, Dad.
Well, I don't think Luke's playing anything.
You know,
computer games.
Madden.
Yeah.
Kingston plays Fortnite.
Fortnite.
Yeah, Kingston loves that game.
Fortnite.
Fortnite all day.
Fortniter.
As long as that mullet's staying out, doesn't matter.
That's awesome. Yeah, podcasts are pretty big nowadays, huh, guys?
Yes. A lot of famous people are doing them now.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. That's like why you're here.
Everybody's doing them.
I'm famous now.
You're gonna be on TV. Well, not TV. A podcast.
Podcast.
Yeah.
Spotify.
We can put this one on YouTube.
Okay.
We can't put them all on YouTube because YouTube likes to censor things.
Demonetize.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're pretty crazy.
So Peyton has had a nickname.
Okay.
For a long time. He goes by Baz.
Baz.
Baz. Baz. He's the Baz.
Is that from Animal Kingdom?
It comes from Harry's middle name, Basil. Baz. Oh, Baz.
Because you look just like him.
That's an insult.
Nah, Harry's a handsome. He's a handsome,
he's a
rugged man,
country boy. So, that's what they call him at school. He's Baz.
Okay.
So this guy, I went to the school one day. We talked to the counselor and figure his classes out, or it's whatever. Walking down the hall, all the girls, Baz, Baz, oh Baz, Baz, Baz. Just like, oh Baz.
You're like, my Baz?
Just like, yeah, is that my Baz? Are you yelling for my Baz, or is there another Baz that goes here?
Must be the other Baz.
There's a different Baz that goes here. So my parents take him to Barrow's Pizza, okay, and Emma as well. After they had an early release, they had school teacher conferences or whatever.
Yeah.
And Barrow's groupie of girls is like, there he is. It's the Baz.
The
they
Baz.
Just go running over. Baz, Baz. Apparently, according to my mom, he stone faces and just keeps moving.
I just walked out the door. I did not want to handle that. Just walked out.
You know.
Just wait till you make the football team.
Baz.
Baz. Go, Baz.
Go, Basil.
Come on. Baz and Hoffer is what I call him.
Baz and Hoffer.
Bazzer doodle.
Bazzer doodle.
So I told him, I said, okay, the first hit of the game, when you're on defense, first hit of the game, hit somebody down hard,
mm-hmm.
I want you to grab their face mask when on the ground and be like, you've been hit by the Baz.
Baz.
I love it.
Yeah.
You've been hit by the Baz.
Because he's pretty squirmy. Like, he's going to be that kid. He's going to be taking helmets off, and you know what I mean?
He gets after it. You get after it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you like hurting, putting the hurt on people a little bit?
Of course
yeah.
he does.
Yeah.
He knows not everybody.
He goes, of course he does.
Of course he, yeah.
Who knows right better? Here? Who knows yeah. better than little brother?
I punched Kingston in the face.
Oh, you did.
Yeah.
Did it hurt him?
Yeah. He was crying.
He was crying. What did he do?
He punched Knighton in the face.
Oh.
So I punched him.
So you were defending your brother?
Yes.
I'm black.
What did he punch you for? What did you do?
Nothing.
Yeah, right. People don't just punch people for no reason. Did you kick him or something?
No.
No.
Nine, you're just probably being annoying or something.
I wasn't.
Never.
I think it was because I was touching him.
Just touching him? Like this?
Yeah, so being annoying.
Then he punch you?
Of course.
So what these guys like to do, they know I get mad once in a while, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They'll literally see me coming and, like, take a dive and be like, Peyton, don't. Nine, ow. And, like, you know.
Like a soccer player?
So I'll come over and be like, what are you guys doing? Yeah, soccer player style. Taking a fall. Oh, here comes Dad. I'm going to take a fall. Get somebody in trouble.
That's Kingston's move. Kingston always does that.
And then we're just fighting. And then he comes in.
That's pretty awesome. That's pretty fun.
Yeah.
So what other sports are you guys going to try?
Not soccer. Not soccer.
Basketball.
Yeah, soccer's
baseball.
Garbage. Baseball's cool. Everybody should play baseball at least once. It's just fun.
Yeah.
Good experience.
I'm looking for a league for him. Like, I literally cannot do another club team. I don't have enough time in my body.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get him in a league. Like, this guy literally practices with his brother's 11-year-old club team.
Right.
And damn near keeps up with them.
Dang.
So, I mean, we have nothing but time. He's 7. But I'm going to get him on a team, and we're going to see what he can do.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
What age?
Your age.
7.
You're going to be better than everyone.
Eight. Right?
Probably 8.
Think he'll crush all the 7-year-olds?
Oh, yeah. We'll see him when we're, like, picking him up from school, and he's, like, towering over all of the other kids.
Okay.
I hit a gene girl with him.
He's about to hit his growth spurt, huh?
Yeah.
He's about to hit the pube. Yeah, dude, I can hear it in your voice. You're about to go like this.
He's about to go from house to house.
Yeah. From house to house.
Yeah, that's why we need to get some football instilled in his brain.
Yeah.
And take that, those hormones.
What about
let it out on some other team?
What about MMA? Anybody want to do any MMA stuff?
I feel like Emma should do that.
Oh, she'd probably be good. Yeah, it's just a sport. It kind of seems scary at first, but once you learn, it's like football, basically. It's a little different, but you know, the cool thing is when you're young like you are, you're really durable and you're not going to hurt each other. You can't really hurt each other.
Not enough power there.
No, not enough power. So you're just learning technique and you don't even have to throw punches at each other. You just like hit bags and pads and like do jujitsu and stuff and turn into a badass. And
MMA is pretty spendy.
It is.
We looked into just Peyton wanted to do karate years ago.
That's spendy too, yeah.
Man, just one literally across the street. I'm like, man, that's like, it's like $200 a month just to go to karate a couple nights a week.
Yeah.
Jeez,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
I don't need it.
That's what she said.
It. Yeah. He said you do, though. No?
I don't.
No? Yeah.
You're wrong, Nyan.
Not really.
I can recall a time when you possibly could have used some karate, Peyton.
You need those fists.
When that fat kid slapped you to the ground twice?
Oh, my God. That did not happen.
Yes, it did.
And you're waving over Emma. Emma, please.
No, I did not.
My karate's failed me.
Yeah, you know.
It's happened. I mean, Uncle Luke's been beat up, I don't know, what, a dozen times?
A lot.
He did not slap me to the ground.
You, like, he slapped you and you did, like, a misty flip, like, ooh. And then you got up and he did it again. This big old kid. I don't even remember what the story. You tell the story, Peyton.
We were like messing around. I don't even know. I think we were both hitting each other, and then like he hit me, and the teacher saw, and then we got in trouble. And it was like the end of the day. Like we're trying to go home, and it was just a big deal.
Are you guys friends?
No.
No, not friends.
Well, we were friends, but we're not anymore.
Yeah, we're not anymore.
Fletch and Price.
Okay.
Well, maybe when Emma gets in here in a minute, we should tell the real story.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's just good to know how to defend yourself. I think everybody should know how to defend themselves.
I do.
Absolutely.
I feel like I could defend myself easily.
No, it doesn't sound like it.
You got misty flipped twice.
Misty flipped. I don't even know what that is. Let's see. Let's look it up. Misty flipped. M-I-S-T-I?
It's a... Yeah. No, why? It's a flip in between a straight flip and a 360 at the same time.
Misty flip.
How to do a misty flip. Let's see how Peyton got slapped down.
I want misty flip you to the ground.
I don't know.
That's
how
what they all say.
Would.
I'll kick you and make you do a misty flip.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it does.
Take that. Mute. I'll mute your commercials. What's up, Blade fam? So before we get started with this video, I wanted to extend out my personal gratitude.
Thank you. Thank you for all the support. Right, fast forward this clown.
Yeah, look at his yard. It looks very nice.
Yeah, nice weeds, bro. I can't believe it, but this is sheer... I can't believe I'm... taping in my backyard full of weeds.
Full of weeds and an old...
He's still...
Oregon? Look at all the trees.
This is an 8-minute video. Most of it is him talking.
He's right. Saying how thankful he is.
Okay.
We see that.
Here we are on trampoline. We'll be limber. Jump around.
Every single one of these kids can do a flip.
Yeah?
Yeah. Unbelievable. I could never do one in my life.
Oh, like a flip just on the ground?
Yeah, or like into the pool, like a real front, back.
I've done a backflip before.
Yeah.
That's how Kingston cracked his head open.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He did.
That's good.
He really did.
He did?
Oh, these kids were like, we're hanging out at some friend's house doing swimming and all that, and they were flipping off the rocks into the water. And they were like, flip, swim over, run back to the water, or the rocks, I mean. So they're literally taking no break.
Like that.
Yeah, see how it's misty flip.
Mm. You
know how you slap. You
That's okay, buddy.
I didn't even fall to the ground. I didn't even touch the ground.
You're not going to win all your fights. Trust me.
Trust him.
Trust me. I've lost the majority of all my fights.
Not me.
Not you?
Not me.
Well, you've only been in one, and he misty flipped you twice.
Misty flipped you twice.
Twice? Like, how?
All right. Well, thanks
no,
for
this,
the...
this chump literally was slapping him in the face for no reason is basically what happened. I'm just giving him a hard time.
Chump.
Yeah, man, if you learn how, and it's one thing to learn how to defend yourself. It's another thing to, like, train it into your body so that when somebody hits you, you know how to do this. Parry, block, right? Head movement, move out of the way, stuff like that. Footwork. But, yeah, man, that guy didn't need to slap you. You could have just went like this. Yeah. Just a little head movement would have got him. Or just a little sidestep. A little sidestep, right?
He'll be full slap.
Out of the way. Or a parry. Listen to your watch.
Give it. Listen to the watch. Hiya with the leg.
Yeah. Yeah. Kick him in the nuts.
Yeah.
Don't care.
Yeah. Kick people in the nuts.
You're still winning.
You're still winning. you know?
Oh, yeah.
So, Knighton, you're. What grade are you in now? First?
First.
What's your teacher's name?
Johnson.
Mrs. Johnson. So Knighton got Student of the Year award last year, kindergarten.
Okay.
And he's changed schools now.
That's awesome. Congratulations. Student of the Year. Is that because your sister did all your homework for you?
Yes. But that doesn't matter.
I'm just kidding.
The teacher said when she handed out the award at the ceremony at the graduation, they do these big graduations for kindergarten now.
Mm-hmm.
She said this student would show up every day, help everyone take their backpack off, hang it up for them, come in, get everybody quiet, and sit down. This student helped everybody. This student get good grades. This student this, this student that. His dad must be Jeff House. Knighton, come on down.
Sounds like a teacher pet to me.
His dad must be Jeff House. Knighton House, come on down. Son of the great.
And then I got PE award too. Got those two.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
He got all these awards and I didn't even get honor roll.
You didn't even get honor roll.
Here's the funny thing. So Emma got whatever, high everything,
mm-hmm.
Student of the Year, everything. Emma gets everything.
Yep.
With ease.
Firstborns.
Firstborn, yeah. Kingston gets the sports award, the spelling award, this and that award, this and that award. This is all in one ceremony, mind you.
Okay.
Knighton gets Student of the Year, PE, you know, like the greatest kid ever, greatest kid ever. And then Peyton just in the back got nothing.
Me and you both, buddy. Yeah. Me and you both.
Same. I got the loyalty award.
Yeah?
Or
I got suspended and expelled award.
Yeah. You got the most push-ups award with Howdy Sliger.
Yeah.
I remember we would send you off. It was like the Holocaust. We would send you off with our principal that was an ex-Marine that would kill you.
Yeah.
And you would still mock him behind his back on the way out.
Oh, yeah. I'd still go.
Oh, yeah. I'll never forget. You looked back to the whole, because he came down. We were scared of him. The guy was scary.
Yeah.
Well, not to you, because you were with him every day. He would take the students that were goofing around up to the gym and work them out until they could not move anymore.
It's called corporal punishment.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I had it one time.
Paulison was worse. I liked Howdy because he was just honest. Like,
he's like, this is what we're doing. School,
this is what we're doing. Like, you fucked, you messed up.
Yeah.
You messed up. We're going to do push-ups.
You messed up. Squat thrust. We're going to run.
But he was forgiving, you know? He was like, all right, now you're still a good kid. But the other guys were just jerks.
All like quiet.
Paulison.
Pointy nose.
Paulison, you know, like, was his name, yeah, right? Yeah. That guy just wanted you to feel
Bruce,
like a piece of crap.
Bruce Paulison? I don't remember.
Yeah, yeah. Bruce Paulson. He's dead. Good riddance.
Oh, he died?
Oh, yeah, a long time ago.
I have no idea. I just remember we were warming up. You might remember this. We had a game in the gym, mm-hmm. basketball game. Right before the game, we're warming up. He pulls me aside. He goes, oh, by the way, you're not playing this game. Why? Oh, because you have a D in some stupid class.
I remember that.
Pathetic education at that school.
Yeah.
Oh, you have a D. That's how I found out I had a D, and I had to sit out the game in front of all of our friends at a home game. Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah, they were. He was garbage, dude. My parents signed the, like, we will punish our kids. Like, you don't spank our kids. We will.
Oh, I thought, no, you used to get spanked.
I got spanked. Even though my parents signed the thing that said, no, we
you
will
could
punish
have been
our kids.
Millionaires right now.
Yeah, it was gross, too. It's like bend over this chair in front of three grown men, and then they took a paddle. Who was it? Mr. Young or Mr. Paulson was there.
I thought Mr. Young spanked you alone in the classroom.
No, it was Mr. Paulson. It was Bruce. Mr. Paulison.
Steve, our buddy.
Steve, our buddy.
Yeah, he was cool.
Love Steve. He was the best. And then Mr. Young, who I love, too.
And Mr. Young was, like, warming up his shoulder.
Yeah, he's like, all right, finally.
Let me take off this overcoat.
Finally, gotcha.
Did you ever get slapped, Dad?
Yeah, right.
Slapped?
Or spanked.
Oh, I'm like the only kid that got spanked there, I think. I don't know.
No, but yeah. My mom worked there. I got away with everything.
Yeah.
No, but this guy ends up outside of school. Like, my parents were friends with him. They loved him. Dwayne Young.
Yeah, he's a great dude.
Cool, funny guy. But to us, man, like, what in the world?
He was actually better than, well, we were scared of to go to his class, but he was better than Mr. P.
At education?
No, just he was nicer to us.
Oh, Mr. P would just be like, oh, hurry up.
Or not
done,
Mr. P, Zedwick, Mr. Z.
Oh, Z.
Mr. Yeah. Z was a nightmare for me.
Same.
Yeah.
Remember how many push-ups we did every single day, and then we'd have to buy him drinks and food to get out of it?
Buy his kids lunch and stuff?
Yeah. Oh, you can get out of these 2,000 push-ups if you buy Sean a number 2 at McDonald's. Come on, man. Really?
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
I would quit myself out of that school.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Yeah, he did. He got kicked out like 5 times and then came back 4 times and then last time never came back.
Yeah, that was it. I was out of there. I got suspended for spitting on the ground outside on the cement on the sidewalk. You're out of here.
Crazy.
How crazy is that? Yeah, we went to like a real Nazi school.
I got suspended actually. Maybe it was at freshman year.
Yeah.
I had a Zippo lighter that I had found in my backpack. Like,
it was probably Jason. what is that kid's name? Jason. It was probably his.
Andrew Moxley.
It was probably Andrew Moxley.
Cuss Smoke.
Cuss Smoke.
No, I had it because it
Kevin
was...
Kevin Mobley?
Yeah, it was cool. And somebody, like, found my bag laying somewhere, and they went through it. And they're like, oh, this is Jeff House's bag. He has a Zippo lighter. And they suspended me for having a lighter in my bag.
Wow.
Yeah.
This lighter.
Why would they go through it?
I don't, everybody was trying to tell on everybody there, trying to get... Yeah, it was a nightmare. That's not even worth talking, honestly.
That's cool. That's,
yeah.
I hope that
talk
place,
about something fun.
I hope that place burns to the ground.
Right, Mark Estes is running the show now. He was always a good, decent guy.
Who, the Coke dealer?
Yeah.
The old Coke dealer?
Absolutely.
Yeah, good. Good for him. So Frank retired?
Yeah.
Mm. Good for them. Nothing but good. Nothing but goodwill towards them. You wanna, you guys want to talk about anything else before we switch it up? You guys did a great job.
Thank you.
It was fun talking.
The Baz.
The Baz.
The Lion. He goes by, he's go by the Lion. Remember his long hair?
Oh, yeah.
We even have shirts on the back that says The Lion.
Now he's
the
Topher.
The Baz and the Lion.
Now he's what?
Topher.
Topher?
Do you know who that is?
I think there's been a few of them. Which one?
It's just this guy that is going famous, and Knighton looks like him.
Oh. Okay.
Well, we'll just call him Knighton because he's going famous.
We'll call him the Knight.
The
Nightingale.
And shining armor.
The Knight in shining armor.
Look for him on... Hashtag House University.
House University.
YouTube.
Yeah.
I love my green jersey.
He's got a couple touchdowns, a couple dingers, you know.
Yeah.
Shooting some shots on the basketball court.
Too much shot.
My 1,000 rebounds.
Yeah. Peyton, he used to be pretty mean on the basketball court. This guy right here. Literally, Little League, Santan, Little League, Arizona. batting 1,000 on the league, like the entire season.
Whoa.
He's like, I don't want to play anymore.
When you're that good.
Shortstop, I'm good.
That's cool.
That's fine.
Yeah. I think it's good. It's good for kids to experience a lot. It's good for you guys to experience a lot of different sports because, you know, you use different muscles, different muscle groups in different sports and stuff. So it's good for you. It's good. Yeah. Play as many sports as you can and then, like, pick one and really go for it. But pick one that you, like, excel at, that you're really good at, and really go for it. And then you'll get free college and you'll get to, you know, play and play. Hopefully you play semi-pro or pro or whatever. You can do whatever you want, but you got to really go for
soccer.
I tried soccer. Never again.
It's hard, huh? It's a lot of running.
I was the coach of that team, by the way.
Even though you had
that
no
was
idea.
Right when COVID started. COVID started and it cut us off halfway. I couldn't have been happier. I know nothing about soccer. I was a YouTube coach.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was fun, like, hanging out with Peyton and his friends playing soccer. We weren't very good. We were, like, so, like, you have these leagues that are, like, 8 to 10 years old.
Lost every game.
We had, like, all the 8-year-olds, and then all the other teams had, like, the 10-and-a-half-year-olds.
Okay.
It's like, okay, this is fair.
It's a lot of running for not a lot of, like, you don't get much from it. You're lucky if you score one goal.
Yeah.
My run was a little off when I was playing.
Your run?
It's because I hurt my knee, and nobody believes me about this, but I hurt my knee, and I had, like, a weird run, and they always made fun of me for
it. What did it look like, Nine?
Ouch.
Gallop.
Looked like a gallop?
Like a horse.
Like you were
and
galloping.
Kingston, like, went for goalie. He caught her right here.
I know Kingston wasn't even on the team, but he had to play because our team sucked.
Well, then nobody showed up. I'm like,
I was a fat kid. I was a fat kid, and they put me at goalie.
That was so funny.
I'm still a fat
believe
kid.
Believe it, Knighton, he was.
Yeah. I know it's hard to tell now because I'm in such good shape, but I was very fat as a kid. And then I was skinny, and now I'm fat again. So, but yeah, they put me at goalie because they're like, okay, this is the fattest, whitest kid
that can't run.
Maybe he could block some goals just from being huge. Yeah.
They always assume that.
Well, yeah, but I didn't. I didn't block anything.
Speaking of soccer, I'll tell you one story before we end here. PE. At where do we go? Temple Christian?
Yeah. Temple, then city, then...
Temple, city, whatever.
Yeah.
Bible.
Temple. Temple, city.
So, in PE, like, everybody was like, remember David Stricker and all those guys were, like, super soccer guys.
Yeah, that's right.
So, David Stricker had a free goal on me. I'm the goalie.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is, like, a rock star soccer player. Somebody came up to me and was like, all right, you have no chance of blocking this. Literally, like,
it's
zero.
Like a free kick?
Yeah, free kick.
Oh, boy.
This is a penalty kick.
Yeah.
He said, literally just dive down onto the ground and try to act like you're a wall. lie down on the goal and act like you're a wall. I'm like, you got it. That's the only chance I have. Literally, he starts running to the ball to kick it. I dove down on the ground, hit me right in the stomach. I blocked it. By diving onto the ground.
Stomach. That reminds me of a... of a soccer video. Have you guys all seen that fake soccer video where the guy just keeps getting hit in the face?
Yeah. No. I love that video. No.
You guys haven't seen that?
What?
No. I have not.
Oh,
sure.
My God.
Peyton. I'm sure Peyton has.
Not parade.
Maybe.
This is it, right? Yeah, the soccer shootout ever. Scott Sterling! Here it is. This is amazing. All right, we're going to watch this real quick, and then we'll switch it up. Wait, this isn't it, is it?
No.
There it is. Yeah, it is. Yeah, this is it. Scott Sterling.
Yeah, this is Scott
this
Sterling.
Is it.
Oh, no. Getting ready. That man
literally has a cannon for a leg. Oh, no. Here he goes, winding up with a shot, and...
Oh! It gets better.
Kilometers. Little chance that man's nose is not broken right now. Oh, indeed.
Now Sterling getting checked out for that one. Spectacular save. He can't get hit again.
Watch. Bit shaken, but not Sterling. This crowd absolutely loves this man. And Sterling's teammates welcome him back, a hero. He's all dazed and confused.
I got it.
He approaches the ball with some determination. Here we go. Oh!
Good show.
Now to Scott Sterling. He looks a bit worse for wear, but ready for round two. And Shaw takes a moment. Here he goes with the approach.
Does he get hit again in the face?
He got hit again. What? Straight in the snow. Oh. You know the old instant replay. Every
excruciating Is this a joke or is it actually real?
It's a joke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a joke. They're dragging him off.
He can't give up because they forfeit the game if he gives up.
Yeah. You ever seen this, Eric? Yeah. This is pretty old, but it's very funny.
Yes.
Scott Sterling's back in. Oh my! And he's taking a very odd tactic now. Not exactly a recommended technique, but here it goes. Wait, no. Lampert needs to tie his shoe. Oh, the writers on this
were really good.
We're right on point. Still waiting for the kick to happen. It's probably wondering when.
Oh no.
Oh, thanks. He's like, come on, guys, take me out. No more.
He's like, no, please, his teeth are all chipped.
Right in the nose. He's got a big old long sharp nose like me. Just like,
if it was my nose, it'd just bounce right off.
Trampoline.
It'd be like soccer ball on soccer ball.
It cries a lot.
Poor Scott. The other guy's like, oh, shucks.
Scott Sterling. Wasn't that great?
That was funny.
That was so funny.
Oh, man.
I bet Tim Howard could have saved that one. Don't forget to...
Okay. That's amazing.
Scott Sterling! Off the top of the goal. Right to the old schnoz.
Oh, that's a really old video, but it's still really funny.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, we're going to go hang out after this, too, so... Why don't you guys go tap tag your brother and sister in.